Now more.
Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
On 710 WOR.
The weekend is upon us, Len, and it's always a good time to go to the movies on a Friday night, or maybe Saturday, because tomorrow, Saturday, it's going to be raining, it's going to be a washout day.
Yeah, tomorrow could be a movie day.
Yeah, might as well go to the movies. And the big movie of the weekend is Melissa McCarthy in Life of the Party, and here to give it the thumbs up or the thumbs down is WOR's movie guy, Joe Neumeier. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Morning, guys. Yeah, it's a, you know what, it's a thumbs down on Life of the Party, but I will say this about it. If you have to bring your mom to one movie for Mother's Day, this might be the one that kind of offends nobody. It's, you know, I'm a Melissa McCarthy fan, even though she's kind of had like a spotty record at the box office. Mm-hmm. I like Tammy. A lot of people didn't like Tammy. I actually thought Tammy was kind of funny. But I think that this is a movie, it's kind of like a momedy, right? It's like, you know.
Momedy?
It's a momedy. She plays a woman in her 40s who goes through a divorce at right around the time that her daughter is going into her senior year of college. And so she decides to after her divorce, to kind of recharge her life. So she goes back to college to get her degree that she never got. And, you know, hijinks ensue. She kind of becomes one of the gals. She joins a sorority. And it's pretty lifeless. It's lifeless of the party. But here's the thing. It's, you know, at a time when I think American comedies are all about like, oh, here's an action movie with some comedy, or here's Deadpool and it's got comedy in it. This actually is a real comedy. It's just not that funny. That's the one sad thing. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you guys like Melissa McCarthy? I think she's okay.
I do. Which was the movie where she was in it and the outtakes at the end of her, I was crying. They were so funny. Was it This Is 40?
Well, maybe Bridesmaid or
well, she was yelling at another mother in a principal's office. I think it was This Is 40.
And yes.
She's yelling at Judd Apatow's wife and said, if you do this, I'm going to... And all the outtakes, all the things that she's going to do to her. Absolutely hilarious, I remember.
Right. That was like a little cameo appearance. I think she's funny in small doses on the big screen. But I will say this. Like, you know, the Boss was not that funny. Spy was okay. The biggest thing about this problem is that it's really not that funny. She and her husband, Ben Falcone, he also directed it. You know, this is sort of their thing, as was Tammy and Spy and the Boss. And they didn't direct that. So this is like their thing. So if it rises or falls based on them. And it's just not as funny as it should be. It's kind of like, you know, look, I mean, you want to watch this kind of movie, Rodney Dangerfield's Back to School is sort of the high watermark for this kind of
thing. Sounds like two stars. What are you giving it?
I'm giving it one star.
Oh my goodness.
One star,
I'd rather have a Rodney Dangerfield movie. I love Caddyshack. Now, that's a funny movie.
Now, that is a funny movie. I love Caddyshack.
Anything else out this weekend?
Nothing this weekend. You know, next week, obviously, Deadpool 2 starts, and then the Han Solo movie comes, so you're going to have a big next two or three weeks, and then shortly after that, Jurassic World. So this is sort of the big giveaway for Mother's Day in some ways, and they're thinking people are probably still going to see Avengers Infinity War and everything, which has obviously crossed $1 billion, and it's making so much money.
Hey, Joe, it's Twilight Zone Day today. What's your favorite episode?
My favorite episode of The Twilight Zone is called Walking Distance, which is the one where the guy goes back in time to when he was 10 years old and gets to sort of see himself and tries to live his life over again. But his 10-year-old self is there living it, and his dad says, hey, man, one summer to a customer. You can't come back. Try and look for good stuff in your life.
Oh, yeah.
I love that one. But the other one, my second choice, To Serve Man, which I...
Tell us
that one.
That's great.
That is the aliens come down. They're called the Kenemites. The aliens come down, and everyone thinks, oh, they're giving us all this great stuff. They're so kind. They're so magnanimous. They're helping us with our food. And they leave a book behind that they have to translate what the title is. And they find that the title is To Serve Man. Oh, they want to help us out. Well, I'm not going to give away the ending, but of course, To Serve Man means something quite different on the planet where these aliens come
what
from.
The aliens have done away with famine.
That's right. They've done away with that. They fattened us up.
And the title of the book is How to Serve Man.
That's right.
Oh,
that's right.
No. As a dish.
And it's a cookbook. It's a cookbook.
Exactly.
That's great. Hey, and also, what did you think of? Remember, there was the Twilight Zone movie. I think the actor's name was Vic Morrow, who was killed during the filming of that movie.
Yeah, back in 83. Yeah, that was John Landis's episode. That was four short films that were based. Two of them were based on episodes. Three of them were based on episodes of Twilight Zone. One was original. Spielberg did one. John Landis's was the original one that Vic Morrow, the father of Jennifer Jason Leigh, died at the time. And then there was one from the director of The Road Warrior, and then one from the director of Joe Dante, who did Gremlins. And I, you know, at the time, I was like 14, 15 years old. I loved it. I thought it was a lot of fun. It's not as good good as any of the original episodes. Though George Miller is the one who did The Road Warrior. He did a remake of the Shatner one, Nightmare at 20,000 Feet, which is actually still very fun to watch as a remake. That's a lot of fun.
We're on with our movie guy, Joe Neubauer. Before you run, I noticed the other day they were talking about what a total bomb Disney had in Wrinkle in Time. They lost millions and millions. Is that the biggest bomb of 2018?
It certainly is. It looks like it. And, you know, unfortunately, it was one that obviously a lot of people were looking forward to because it had such a fan base from the book. But, you know, it's tricky to do things like that where have such a huge fan base and try and do it with a little bit of heart and a little bit of originality. I liked the movie. I thought it was not that bad. I think it was also really tough to market that movie. And I think that it was a little too kind of woo-woo and out there for people. But, you know, speaking of, I mean, just as a side thing that kind of merged these two things, you know, Jordan Peele, who did Get Out, is doing a new Twilight Zone that's coming up, I think, next season.
Oh, really?
So there's a Twilight Zone reboot that's going to be coming out, I think, on CBS or CBS Access or something. So there's a new Twilight Zone coming out. But just like A Wrinkle in Time, when you have such a fan base for a title, it's difficult to meet expectations. So we'll see if they can do it again with the Twilight Zone. Nothing beats those Rod Serling originals, though.
All right. W-O-R movie man Joe Neumeier. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thanks, Joey.
You got it, guys. Take care.